This story is about Europe's hypocrisy. It truly knows no bounds. On one hand, it slaps countless sanctions on Russia and lectures the world on democratic values. On the other hand, it funds Putin's war machine. The European Union is still very much in business with Russia. Russian exports are still flowing into Europe, and energy is just one part of the equation. In the next 4 minutes, we'll get you the full picture. And just so that you appreciate it better, here's a quick recap of all the virtue signaling from Europe, all the lectures and criticism heaped on India for buying Russian oil. I also have a few quotes for you. The first one is from Ukraine's foreign minister. In December last year, he had called India's Russian oil purchases morally wrong. If you benefit because of our suffering, it would be good to see more of your help addressed to us. That's what he had said. And he wasn't the only one. A former top European diplomat sent this message to India. India cannot stay neutral on Ukraine crisis. EU disappointed with New Delhi's position. But now let's look at how Europe is still doing deals with Russia. We'll start with the trade numbers. What's the value of Russian goods shipped to Europe? From March 2022, when the war began, to January 2023, the EU imported Russian goods worth $186 billion. $186 billion through the course of the war. What kind of imports were these? The biggest chunk was LNG, liquefied natural gas. Remember, the EU has sanctioned Russian coal and oil imports. Not once or twice. So far, we've seen 10 rounds of sanctions. But none of them touches gas imports from Russia. And the story gets better. Not only is Europe not sanctioning Russian gas, it is also buying more of it. Europe's LNG imports have increased since the war began. In 2021, the EU imported 16 billion cubic meters of Russian gas. 16 billion. Do you know what the figure was in 2022? 22 billion cubic meters. This is a jump of more than 37%. So Europe is still buying Russian energy. And like I said, it's just one part of what they're buying. Here's another. Nuclear supplies. Europe is importing nuclear supplies from Russia. And very conveniently, nuclear supplies are not part of European sanctions. Again, what kind of supplies are these? They have nothing to do with nuclear weapons. These are for civilian use. Things like enriched uranium, the kind that is used to generate nuclear power. Europe is getting it from Russia. Last year, the EU imported nuclear products worth nearly $814 million. Do you know what else they're buying from Russia? Diamonds. In 2022, the EU bought diamonds worth $1.52 billion, also fertilizers. The EU spends $2.82 billion on Russian fertilizers. This is an increase of 40% from 2021. This is how they're punishing Russia, by raining dollars. Major Russian companies have been kept out of sanctions, like Alrosa, a mining giant in Russia. Rosatom, the state-owned nuclear power company, and Gazprom Bank, the financial arm of Gazprom, which is Russia's state-owned gas company. So this is the reality of European sanctions. It's a classic case of cherry-picking. Europe sanctioned the easy targets, but it won't pull the trigger on energy imports because that would involve political costs. And that could lead to potential backlash at home. Recently, a European leader made an admission. This is the Prime Minister of Poland. Listen to what he said. We are buying, as European Union, lots of Russian gas, lots of Russian oil, and President Putin is taking the money from us, from the Europeans, and he's turning this into aggression, invasion. But it's not just Russian imports, really. Western companies are also bankrolling Russia by paying an exit fee before they leave the country. Moscow had introduced a new rule. Anyone who leaves Russia, who wants to leave Russia, must make a contribution to the Russian budget. And how much do they have to pay? 10% of their earnings. 10% of the earnings from the sale of their businesses in Russia. Earlier, this contribution was voluntary. Now Moscow has made it mandatory. But before these rules were changed, many companies voluntarily contributed to the Russian coffers. They were so eager to leave. So they paid the 10% tax. And this only underlines the dilemma of Europe and the West at large. Decoupling from Russia will come at a heavy price, a price that they're still not ready to pay, but a price that they expect others, like India, to pay.